This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday marked a turning point in the development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramula Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve the connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur Srinagar Baramula Rail Line Project is a symbol of new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests, as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. In Assam, the overall flood situation has improved slightly. However, for over 4,40,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 18 districts. There have been no reports of human casualties due to the floods in the past 24 hours. Around 1,300 villages have been affected by the flood, and over 16,000 hectares of crop area have been damaged across the state. The state government has deployed SDRF teams to the rescue operations. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 40,000 people are currently staying in 156 relief camps. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has informed that moderate rain is very likely to occur in Kachar, Hailakandi, Shivsagar, Tinsukia, Dibrugarh and Charaidev districts. The Indian Air Force test pilot group captain Shubhanshu Shukla, selected for the Gaganyaan mission of ISRO, will be among the other multinational astronauts to be launched to the International Space Centre under Axiom-4 mission on June 10th by US Space Agency NASA. Shubhanshu Shukla, who underwent rigorous training at the Yuri Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center in Russia and later at ISRO's astronaut training facility in Bengaluru, will conduct exclusive food and nutrition experiments. The Department of Biotechnology in India has developed a kit to examine the impact of microgravity and space radiation on edible microalgae. The potential for deeper bilateral cooperation between India and Japan was discussed, driven by shared values and economic opportunities during the inaugural edition of Rising India Conclave in Tokyo. In his inaugural address, the Ambassador of India to Japan, Sibi George, reaffirmed India's uncompromising stance on terrorism and highlighted the importance of resilience and unity in safeguarding these. Kono Taro, a member of Japan's House of Representatives, spoke about India's meteoric rise as the world's fourth largest economy. The conclave was organized with the support of the Indian Embassy in Tokyo and the Japan-India Association. Russian Defense Ministry has claimed that its air defense systems intercepted and shot down 174 Ukrainian drones over the territories of Bryansk, Rostov, Saratov, Voronezh, Kaluga, Kursk, Aryol, Ryazan, Tula, Belgorod, Tambov, Moscow regions and the Republic of Crimea. 10 drones were shot down while approaching Moscow. The air defense systems also destroyed the 3 Ukrainian Neptune MD guided missiles of the Black Sea. The Russian Air Force has also destroyed 2 Ukrainian drones headed for the country's Tula region, leaving 3 people injured. The rift between U.S. President Donald Trump and his former advisor Elon Musk has erupted into the open, with each trading insults after the tech billionaire criticized Trump's tax and budget legislation. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.